Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betzer with Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column at Real Clear Politics about specifically the Harvard Law School faculty looking to cite, say, the rule of law, pointing that the Trump administration has exceeded its mandate by singling out law firms, for example, or threatening legal clinics that they must do pro bono work of the administration's design, or punishing people for speaking out on public concern. All those specific complaints do indeed, they represent an insult to the American way of business. However, at the same time, there's an escalation underway. And the escalation by the Trump administration not only includes canceling the nonprofit status, but seeking to destroy the reason for Harvard University to exist, which is excellence. And after that, I don't think you have a debate. So, Peter, let us come to some understanding of what is to be done. You've recommended negotiation. I would have recommended that from the first. But it appears that the Harvard faculty was caught unawares. Now, what were they unaware of? For 4 years, you were part of the administration in the first term. For 4 years, starting before the election itself in 2016, but continuing through 17, 18, 19, into 20, members of the opposition, so-called, and they were nameless, but at the same time widespread, from officials of the government to leading spokespeople to faculty members to negotiators to members of the intelligence community, widely endorsed what we now know as a hoax. That's the best I can speak of it, as a hoax. And it was meant to unseat Mr. Trump, leading to not one but two impeachments towards the end of his term in 2020 that struck me at the time as campaign ploys, not actually dealing with the law as it was imagined by the founders. All of that leads to a result where the critics of Mr. Trump could say, don't be petty. Don't try to get back at us. Don't strike back. Don't spend your second term in revenge. Well, Peter, that's what we're witnessing, a revenge against those that Mr. Trump and his counselors believe were part of that hoax. Is Harvard aware of this? Do they even acknowledge it, Peter, that the faculty voted enormously to endorse Hillary Clinton, and learning afterwards that her campaign was responsible for the hoax? I hear silence. Do you hear anyone seeking to make amends by saying we were wrong, we were misled, we should have never gone along with that? Anything like that, Peter?
I detect none of it. I detect no sense of responsibility, no sense that the university has been on the wrong side of, for sure, purely educational questions for a long time, and that its faculty, including its law faculty, has been actually sympathetic to, I think, John, what you and I regard as abuses of the criminal justice system. Donald Trump achieved the greatest act of retribution he could already, and that was to have been elected president of the United States for a second time in what ought to be regarded as one of the greatest comebacks in American political history, fending off, among other things, not just to impeachment, but four criminal indictments brought against him strategically, all of them in the spring of 2023, for behavior dating back all the way to 2016, in an obvious effort to cripple him for the primary season and then in the general election. So victory is a kind of retribution. She said, John, the time's for negotiation. You ask what should be done. Well, I think Harvard University should provide a counter proposal. Let Harvard maintain its pride by not simply acceding to all the Trump administration requests. As I've said, I do think they go too far. But let them, instead of saying we resist, put forward some proposals. For example, proposals to do a vastly better job of defending free speech at Harvard University, which for the second consecutive year came in dead last in the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression rankings. And how about some proposals for revamping the curriculum so it actually teaches the great ideas and the great events of American politics and of Western civilization? Just these two steps, I'm guessing, would go a long way toward pleasing the Trump administration and providing a foundation for reasonable negotiation.
Peter, this didn't start with Donald Trump's election in 2016. Didn't start there. The distortion of politics at major universities, I can't date it, but it certainly didn't exist to this in any fashion that I would have picked up when I was there in the middle of the 20th century. I graduated in 1970. Nothing like this existed. There was Vietnam protest, but the university was not participating in any fashion supporting one side or the other. It was very much trying to maintain order. When, to your knowledge, because you're a younger man, Peter, you've seen things on both sides as a teacher and as a student. When did this begin, this partisanship of a faculty so decidedly one half of the ship?
A brief timeline will have to suffice because I know our time is limited. When the students of the 60s, undergraduate of the 60s, go to graduate school in the 1970s, they bring with them a pernicious doctrine that education and scholarship is politics by other means. They fan out, they get their degrees in the late 70s, they fan out to the universities in the early 80s. I received a degree in the 1980s from Swarthmore College, a left-wing college, but English literature was taught to me straight. I studied plays, I studied poetry, I studied novels. My teachers, men and women of the left, did not bring their politics into the class. They taught me literature. But in the late 80s and the early 90s, those students of the 60s who got their graduate degrees in the 70s and were untenured professors in the 80s, they got tenure in the 1990s. And they institutionalized the idea by the early 1990s that scholarship and teaching, they are politics by other means. That's the big transformation. That's the timeline.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently his column for Real Clear Politics about the Harvard Law School faculty specifically. But right now, the story is running in all directions at Harvard University, and there are other universities who are watching closely.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.